Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Yeah!
you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. This is the non-denominational holiday edition of We All Fall Down. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to lie. It's going to be mostly Christmas music because that's the easiest kind of music to find. That's the easiest kind of holiday music to find. But it'll be a good time nonetheless. I hope you guys are having a great week so far. Hope you're not getting way too stressed out. I made the mistake of taking the bus yesterday, and I guess yesterday was like the, the penultimate day, like day to last for last minute Christmas shopping. So it was just packed and it took forever. It just took 1,000 hours to get anywhere and it sucked, but it's all right. It's all right. Just keep it cool, guys. Don't go nuts. Yep, that is my message to you. No matter what you're doing this holiday season, I hope you have a great time and enjoy it with people who you love and people who you enjoy being around. So I am going to do a Christmas special today. I have lots of punk rock and metal Christmas music to share with you guys. A lot of it is quite humorous, I might add, and I like laughing and having a good time. So I'll be playing a lot of humorous Christmas music for you guys today. So I started off today's set with, from first to last, with a song called The 12 Days of XXXmas. It's supposed to be a joke on straight edge names. You know how on the internet when people are quote-unquote straight edge, they will use a bunch of X's in their name. There is a gratuitous amount of X's in that song title, and I think that is what they were referring to. So I will have more music just like that for you today. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR for whatever reason. Maybe you want to bitch about Christmas. I will listen to you. I may not respond, but I will listen. What else was I going to say? Also, when my show is done, we will be turning on the CITR Big Merry Mixmas, whatever. It's a big ol' pre-recorded Christmas mix just for you because we don't expect any programmers to come in tonight or tomorrow. So I'm the last show to be on air for the next day or two. Pretty awesome. So here we go. Let's just get started. Let's jump right into it. This is more merry holiday music. Yay! On 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Yeah. God came down on Christmas Day, what would he think? What would he say? Would he notice all we've done? Or just a bow seldom won? I think I know what God would say if he came down on Christmas Day. He'd say to every boy and girl, where's the oil I gave to the world?
Hodgy was a punk just like any other boy, and he never had no trouble till he started up his oi band. Safe in the garage, singing in the tub, but Hodgy went too far and he plugged in at the pub. It was a cold Christmas Eve when Trevor and the Skins popped in for a pint and then nick a bag of crisps. Trevor liked the music, but not the unity. He unwound Hodgy's turban and he knocked him to his knees.
The God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he'd say. He'd say, oi to the punks and oi to the Skins, but oi to the world and everybody wins.
Hodgy was a bloody mess, he ran out through the crowd. He said, we'll meet again, we are bloody dead and bowed. Trevor called his bluff and told him that I meet Christmas Day on the roof down at 20 Oxford Street.
The God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he'd say. He'd say, oi to the punks and oi to the Skins, but oi to the world and everybody wins.
A bloody dying man. Hodgy was alone and abandoned by his band. Trevor was so fading and still so full of hate, when the Skins slipped in there and went down the fire escape.
Hodgy saw the North Star shining more than ever, so he made a tourniquet from his turban saving Trevor. They repelled on the roof from the rest of the turban and went back to the pub where they fought each other coming. The God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he'd say. He'd say, oi to the punks and oi to the Skins, but oi to the world and everybody wins. The God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he'd say. He'd say, oi to the punks and oi to the Skins, but oi to the world and everybody wins.
Mistletoes and the silent nights, it's all for show and it's alright. That's not why I love this time of year. It gets me and it never lets me act like I don't care. This time of year's my favorite time of year, cause all of us are here together. The stores I pack, the stuff to buy, the shelves I stacked a mile high. Back to what it is that I about this time of year. It gets me and it never lets me act like I don't care. This time of year's my favorite time of year, cause all of us are here together. There's half that's true, what can you do? Just simply spending it with you. That keeps me looking forward to, looking forward to this time of year. It gets me and it never lets me act like I don't care. It's time of year, favorite time of year, cause all of us are here together. It gets me and it never lets me act like I don't care. It's time of year, time of year, cause all of us are here together.
Christmassy.
I'll cry this Christmassy!
Thank you.
since dad is queer, I'll get some better stuff.
Christmas in hell. Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the people glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
My most evil and hideous of villains from space. Metalus, Tanzit, Lokar. Zorak, that's not very Christmassy. Brack and Black Widow. They're here to sing the 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
Hi, my name is Brack.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
8 is 10.
Hi, my name is Brack.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
Very rumble tapping.
2 plus 8 is 10.
Hi, my name is Brack.
On the 4th day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
What case is this?
Very rumble tapping.
2 plus 8 is 10.
Hi, my name is Brack.
On the 5th day of Christmas,
that was pitiful.
Click, click, click.
We'll be right back.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and die. Mr. Shintoist, Merry fucking Christmas. God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now is Christmas Buddhist and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas.
Here I am, Lord.
Jesus. You look fantastic.
Here I am, Lord. Isn't I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
I got a bottle for Christmas. Mend up your stocking hole, 'cause this lump ain't made of coal. I've got a boner for Christmas. Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey and I'm the stuffing. I've got a boner for Christmas. Singing joy to the world, to each and every girl, to all of you girls. Christmas stocking and let me put my cock in. I've got a boner for Christmas. All year you've been in a rut, this time let's do it in the butt. I've got a boner for Christmas. Singing joy to the world, to each and every girl, to all of you girls.
Hung on the chimney, and the presents are under the tree, and Mama's in the kitchen making some herbal tea. The windows are covered with frost, and the candles are all alight. But as I wander through this quiet house, something just doesn't seem right. The neighbors bring us a Swiss curly beef leg, but the neighbors aren't around, around, around. There's no beef leg to be found this year. No beef leg. Christmas isn't Christmas without a Swiss curly beef leg. Without the cheeses and meats, I don't think I can get along. Mother tries to comfort me. She says, here son, have some eggnog. But I fucking hate eggnog, seriously. But what do I see underneath the tree? Grandma got a switch calling it beef leg just for me. Grandma, let's call it beef leg, baby. That's what Christmas is all about. We're rolling, pulling, calling us beef leg, lady. Make the little boys scream and shout. Take the heart with Bowser's Swiss colony.
Something because I haven't done that for a while. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I just played a whole bunch of holiday music for you. Non-denominational holiday music. Actually, they were all Christmas related, so they weren't non-denominational. But I wish they were. I could hope. I don't know if I want to run through the whole list of songs for you, but if you wanted to check out what I played, I do post my playlist online on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and I'll update that later today, and you could check out all of the wonderful holiday music that I played. You had the Vandals in there, Nerf Herder, a bunch of Eric Cartman, Goldfinger, The Brack Show, Pennywise, Fear, Luke's favorite band.
Well, they're not my favorite band, but, you know, they had their place, LA punk rock, you know.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. I hope you guys are having a wonderful and safe holiday so far. Any last minute Christmas shopping to do?
Yeah, I got to do the London Drug stocking stuffer thing.
The London Drug. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I got to buy some socks. Got to buy some
coal.
Well, I always find
Snickers bars.
Well, just stuff that people don't really want to spend money on. I think it's like get some razor blades. You know, razor blades are expensive. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. What else is kind of stupid? You get the cans of nuts. You know what I mean?
Or like I think I got like a tub of gum one year.
Yeah, there you go.
Just like a big thing of gum that I don't even think I ever finished it. It's just like way too much gum.
Exactly. Like, you know, yeah, but great. Just stupid stuff like, you know, it's called like, I mean, I don't want to do the body shop thing, you know, which I like to call last minute thoughtless gift idea store.
Yeah, the candle.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, it's like, okay, as Todd Berry, the comedian, says, it's like, oh, wow, grapefruit bath gel. My sister eats grapefruit and she bathes. Bang. There you go.
Yeah,
Total thought time, nine seconds. Okay. You know,
yeah, but, that is wonderful. I have a lot of friends who have their birthdays on like Christmas or Boxing Day or even
I'm one of those saddled in that group.
Yours is like a week before Christmas. Yeah.
But you do get the one present for Christmas and birthday.
Yeah, definitely. And even from your family. And that's all I hear about. Like my friend has his birthday on Christmas and like even
that's
his family is just like this one big gift for you, quote unquote. Yeah. And God damn it. I am sick and tired of hearing it though. Like I have maybe like three or four friends who have like their birthdays really close to Christmas. And that's three or four friends too many who complain about Christmas.
It seems I've seen some photos of stuff that you've gotten for people though. And you've gotten some pretty cool gifts actually for
that
people.
One photo.
So, yeah.
That,
so you know, that's going to be awesome.
That, that actually almost backfired on me because the original frame that I got for it. Oops.
Okay. You're giving too much away here.
No, it's okay. It's totally cool. It broke and I had to like get a replacement.
Dough.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. I had to spend more of that. More dough to fucking. But I also decided to this year, I was like, I'm going to paint people a lot of things. I do a lot of painting in my spare time, and I decided to paint things for my parents or for my friends and stuff like that. And I was like, it'll be easy. I love painting. Like, I have time for it, and I have a lot of good ideas I think people would like, and I did it, but it took so much longer than I thought it would. I was up until, like, 3 or 4 last night finishing things up. Like,
are you done, though?
Yeah, I'm done.
Awesome.
I'm finally done. But, like, for the last, like, three days, I've been up until God knows what time just because I've, like, took on this stupid task upon myself and I could have just bought a gift for somebody. I don't
Fair
know.
Enough.
You yeah. Know. Could have just bought, like, a box of Snickers bars or something. For, like, I don't know. People like chocolate bars, right? Sure.
Who doesn't? Go on.
I don't know. Anyways.
You know, who doesn't? Lame people.
Lame people.
Yes.
I met a girl who didn't like cake once.
What?
I have not talked to her since.
Wow. That's
no
like,
cake.
You might as well just get a tattoo that just says, I have no joy in my life.
I have no,
soul. Yeah, exactly.
You have no soul.
Well, it's like saying you don't like the Beatles or something. Like, I don't know. I've met somebody
that doesn't like the Beatles.
Yeah, they just say they do. And that just means they haven't heard enough songs by them. That's the only thing.
No, she said she didn't like the Beatles because they were too happy and there was no way that people could be that happy.
They've got some of the most depressing. They got songs that would make Robert Smith commit suicide. Seriously.
Yeah. But, anyways, I was seriously considering playing Creepy Aunt Sarah, but I don't know, but it's not holiday related, so maybe I'll leave that for Best of the Decade.
Does NoFX have a Christmas song at all?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Mm. I don't know. I haven't found it. But if I did, I would be playing it.
Yeah, no doubt.
So best intentions.
So what do you got lined up?
I'm gonna play some Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Ooh.
Feliz Navidad. How about
nice.
That? Yep, we're gonna get to that right now. So I can stop talking. Rock on.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. From the bottom of our heart. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. From the bottom of our heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. From the bottom of our heart. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. From the bottom of our heart.
Okay, children, gather around. Now, since Eric Cartman can't seem to remember the words to O Holy Night, we're going to use a little shock therapy. I'm going to give one of you children this cattle prod, and if Eric forgets any words, just shock him a little, okay? Who wants the prod?
Me! I want to!
Here you go, Kyle. Why don't you take it?
Sweet!
Okay, Eric, whenever you're ready.
And...
No, Kyle, you can't shock him unless he forgets the words.
Sorry, Mr. Garrison.
The words, Eric.
This Jesus was born, and so we give
giving.
Very nice, Eric.
And yet, giving. That's it. I remember that whole course. Didn't even have to.
Missed it.
And yet,
giving.
Damn, Cartman.
Wow. Okay, Eric, now we're going to do the French words.
What?
You've been listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. This has been We All Fall Down, the holiday edition. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you want to check out what I played, I will post my playlist online on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And if you want to download a copy of this show or maybe Duncan's holiday show or any other CITR show, you can do so through our website, which is citr.ca. But for now, we are going over to the CITR, what do we call it?
It's the Merry Mixmas, CITR.
It is 30 straight hours
it's tons. It's 3 days worth of music. And
of stupid holiday
stupid
music.
Stupid holiday stuff.
Yeah.
And it is actually non-denominational. We have a death metal band from Brooklyn that does Hanukkah songs.
That's amazing.
I think I've got a couple of Kwanzaa songs in there. It is definitely, since Christmas is so dominated by, the Christian market and stuff like that, there's a lot of Christmas songs there, but there is a lot of local CITR produced stuff. There is five versions of the Valley Village People's Feliz Navidad, which is
five versions.
Yeah, it's five different mixes and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
My God.
We have Avi Shack from
These Are the Breaks
doing his he calls it Christmas Remix by a Jew. That's what it's called. And happy Hanukkah to you, Abby. And what else do we have? We have Paul Norton's great from Code Blue. A lot of his great CD collections. And then basically stuff that just basically jumped out on the shelves at me and stuff that I've been playing through the last few years. So it's always safe to tune into CITR over the next 3 days if you just want some weirdness for your Christmas.
Yeah. If you are tired of watching the Yule log and listening to the same 10 holiday songs on whatever commercial radio station.
I can guarantee you haven't heard any of these things. So can you play some PSAs and then we'll switch it over?
Yeah,
because I got to get the computer plugged in.
I can do that. One drinking game that I do not recommend is the Yule log.
Oh, why? When the hand comes and changes the log?
Because it comes in once every 3 hours. You will drink once every 3 hours you see the freaking hand.
You have to down your whole drink, though, when you see the hand, though.
Oh, right. That's pretty cool. That actually works out kind of well.
So there you go. It's worth the wait. And everybody attentively pays attention to the TV screen. So.
I guess so. No, you would definitely lose interest after a while. I don't know. What I would
do is
I would time it the first time I saw it, and then I would just wait every half hour long it takes.
But from us, on behalf of CITR, happy holidays and all that kind of
stuff. Have a great one, guys.
Play me out, and we'll be back with it. Okay.
I'll be back next Thursday for Best of the Decade.
New Year.
Yep.
Best of the Decade.
I'm going to try.
Good call.
The thing is, I thought about it. I'm the past 10 years. 10 years ago, I was 14 or 15, and I do not want to go over the kind of music that I listened to when I was 14 or 15.
Why? What'd you have in there?
Shit.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
What, not even Weezer or anything like that?
I don't know. I had Weezer. Okay. Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I can fit a decade into an hour, but I'm going to try.
Fair enough.
Maybe just
10 songs, one for every decade.
Oh. One for every year, you mean?
One for every decade.
I haven't been alive that long.
Anywho.
Anyways. Have a great holiday. And happy birthday if your birthday is around Christmas time. And take care of yourselves. I'll be back next Thursday, guys.
Happy birthday, Santa.
What? Yeah, close enough.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, wait a minute, what the hell?
Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. You're moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
Oh, my God! All right, let's go to the bank.